Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. You know, one of the things that I really love to do with my pets, and my kids as well, is to cook for them. I have a lot of fun doing it, and it's always great when I see a great new cookbook. And I just happen to have one. From our next guest, it is called The Doggone Good Cookbook, 100 Easy Healthy Recipes for Dogs and Humans. I want to welcome to the show a good friend, Gail Pruitt. Gail, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to doing this.
So tell our listeners why you were inspired to create this wonderful book.
Well, they were because of my two little rescues, Mimi and Mr. Casper. They were both in pretty bad shape when I got them. And I am a nutritionist, and I have been doing nutritional research for humans for quite some time. So when I got these little guys and they were in pretty bad shape, I thought, you know what? I love to cook. I don't have anybody else to cook for. I'm going to cook for them. So I started doing nutritional research for canines at that point. That was about 6 years ago.
It's a lot of fun. So many great recipes. I think one of the interesting angles on this book is that you're really cooking for not just your dogs, but you're also cooking for yourselves with this.
That's correct. And that way, I know exactly what kind of foods they're getting. They're getting very fresh, human-grade food. Now, they don't actually eat with me all the time. I do bulk dog food for them and make sure that they have all the supplements and everything. But there's so many times that I just come home and I want to cook, and I've got everything there for them and for me, and they love it.
It's a lot of fun. So let me ask you, we get this question a lot, especially myself. In your opinion, is it okay to feed your dog a commercial dry dog food?
Well, here's the issue with dry food. Dry food has only 12% moisture. And dogs really do need, and cats, by the way, really do need about 70% moisture. And it's really difficult to put water in their dog food because bacteria start growing in it in a very short time. Also, when you have dry food, it's cooked for a very long time. So most of the nutrients have been cooked out of it, and then they do add nutrients back in it to satisfy what they call AFCO, which is recommended for what dogs should have in all parts of their life, like young ones, older ones, and adults. So that's one of the reasons I'd rather, if you're going to have dog food, commercial dog food, I'd rather you go with canned, if at all possible. And if not that, then you at least give them some really fresh vegetables and some raw meat or good human-grade meat at least a couple of times a week.
So one of the big important things that people need to understand, especially pet parents, is that there are some foods that are safe and some foods that are not safe for both dogs and humans. What are some of the safe foods for dogs and humans that you like to work with?
Oh, my goodness. With all kinds of vegetables. You know, you can have sweet potatoes. You can have butternut squash, spinach, kale. Goodness, just there's so many wonderful different kinds of vegetables that you can have. Actually, there's about 100 different kinds of green vegetables you can feed your dog. So you can do all sorts of things. So there's so many different things. The ones that you have to really worry about, that's what you need to find out. Because the others, it's really more common sense. But, you know, you want to stay away from things like alcohol and grapes and macadamia nuts and mushrooms, some mushrooms. And there's a few things that you do need to know as far as the onions, anything in the lily family. So if it would be onions and garlic and shallots and chives, those types of things, you want to stay away from them.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing, too, is dogs do need fruits, vegetables, and meat. I noticed that you have a preference for human grade in all three of these categories. Why is that?
It's when I say human grade, I want really clean, fresh vegetables. They deserve it. And when I say human grade, I mean, if I'm not going to eat it, I don't want them to eat it.
Sure.
So any kind of food that you want to give your dog, I think you should be able to eat it too.
Couldn't agree more.
It keeps them healthy, and also it keeps them out of the vet's office.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about that a lot on this show, that the nutrition aspect is so important, because what you are putting into your dogs is what you're going to get out of your dogs. We get a lot of questions about, I'm vegan or I'm thinking of going vegan. Would that be okay for my dogs as well? And I noticed that you've got a lot of great meat recipes. Why is it so important that you don't go to just a vegan diet for your pets?
Well, they're designed to eat meat. Their teeth and the way they're actually, they digest their food is, it's protein. It's mainly animal protein. They have the teeth in front that actually goes for the flesh, and then they have the back teeth that actually crush. They don't chew like we do.
Right.
They just they crush and then they swallow, and they can't grind like they do for the vegetables. So when you do feed them vegetables, not grain but vegetables, you need to puree it and get it as close to what they would normally get from an animal that has already pre-digested it as possible.
Yeah, that's
they don't
a great
have any
point.
Amylase in their mouth to start breaking down carbohydrates. So with a vegan diet, you're going to have to really add a lot of digestive enzymes to help them break down their food. You're going to have to really puree almost everything. And still, they're not going to get the carnitine, they're not going to get the taurine, because those are the types of things, which, by the way, is really great for the heart. Those are the things that are only in animal products, and especially in the heart. So that's why, it would be very, very hard for a dog to live on a vegetarian diet. However, there have been stories that there have been long-lived dogs on a vegetarian diet, but they are not designed for that.
Sure.
So if you are going to do that, which I understand the reasoning why you would want to go vegetarian and go vegan, but be sure that they get the supplements that they really need to have. Now, you can get vegetarian bone meal, or not bone meal, but calcium. You can get vegetarian carnitine, but it's really not vegetarian. It is artificial, so be careful of which one you get, because it can be dangerous.
Now, Gail, I'm curious, how do you feel about an all-raw diet for dogs?
Well, I think it's great. Now, you have to go real slow with them. Now, I do both. I do cooked as well as raw with my dogs, and they do very well with both of it, but it's taken a little while to do that. But dogs really, because of the enzymes and the probiotics, they really do very, very well with a raw diet, raw vegetables as well as raw meat. But that needs to be very, very clean food, and you have to know where the source is coming from. If I have any issue at all with the source, I will cook it, at least slightly.
Right. And the other important thing is know how to handle it properly. When there are
sure.
reasonable objections, that's the reasonable objection to a raw diet that I think we can all agree on. Now, Gail, for those who want to get more great information or find out about the book, The Doggone Good Cookbook, where can they get that information?
They can go to my website, which is thedoggonegoodcookbook.com, and it's spelled exactly like that, doggonegoodcookbook.com.
Well, thank you for this. I really loved it. I made the zucchini cakes the other day for Sugar and Zoe. They loved it. I love eating zucchini, so it was a perfect blend for both of us. And again, thank you for such a wonderful book.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes.
The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.